You will sleep better than you have ever slept. You've never been this relaxed. Are you ready to change your life?
I'm Rusty Diamond, certified hypnotist. You don't need to leave your house. You can stay in your bed. You can stay in your favorite chair. You just need a computer or your phone. You can get a hold of me. Stay at home. I'll make your life better.
HypnosisIsGreat.com.
It's Rusty Diamond, motherfucker. It's Rusty Diamond, motherfucker.
Yo, man. Boom, Miss Rusty. What's up, everyone? It is Monday. Back at it again because it's Monday. Whatever the fuck that means to you people. Thank you for being here. The Public Access Podcast, the podcast now in Pennsylvania, the podcast straight from a bunch of Pennsylvania names. You got Latitz, you got Blue Ball, you got Intercourse, you got Bird in Hand, you got Fertility, you got some other shit. I don't know, man. I'm in that area. So what's up? Represent. Thank you everyone for being here. If you are watching along and you want to know what me or my guests look like, easy. You go onto YouTube or Rumble. You can find us on there. The Public Access Podcast. Or if you're watching this and you go, fuck, I hate looking at Rusty's stupid fucking face, but I love the content and I love his guests, then you just go anywhere you listen to podcasts and you can find it, except for your hipster ass place that I don't know about. But it's time for me to bring on my special guest. And I have a special guest, and my special guest is right here and right now. And my special guest right here and right now is the V-Man. And I just got to get, there you go. Fucking burning back at
yo,
it.
Yo, what's up? The V-Man.
Shit, man. Dude, Mr. fucking WrestleMania weekend.
Yeah.
I don't know how that happened, but
Bird in Hand, Pennsylvania. Woo!
Bird in Hand, Pennsylvania, dude. The fucking spot, man. Reminds me of Bubbles. I got to get a picture and send it to Bubbles. That's something he would say. He always talks about his bird. he used that, and I always think about that. But so there's this new AI thing I've been into. It makes these songs, and I was like, well, I gotta make one for V-Man coming on, so let me see if I can pull this shit up. So I pull this up, and I go, and here we go. Nice. Oh, wait, hold on, okay. Running through the streets on the neon city light.
Wrestling dreams coming true on the news. They see them blazing like a wildfire. High as the city lights. The empire. Yeah, so
That's your fucking track, man.
That's my entrance music. You send that to Scotty, okay?
Yeah, dude, I will do that, man. Dude.
And tell him an AI made that for me, and you and
Yeah.
an AI.
Yeah. Dude, I'll get a better one, man. I just found this out today, dude, that I can do this. I saw someone, they made one. It was
Dude,
like
I
in
fucking love it. That's my new favorite song now.
dude, I'll send it to you as soon as we're done, man.
Fucking awesome, brother. Thank you.
Yeah, dude, I saw someone that made one that was like in a 1930s or 40s style music. The song was called "I Accidentally Glued My Balls to My Butthole Again," and someone made that shit. But so I was like, I gotta figure this out. I'm seeing them popping up, but yeah, dude, you fucking flew from Canada. From
Yeah.
Vancouver all the way to fucking Pennsylvania. You flew into Philadelphia, and I mean, what happened when you flew into Philadelphia? You're like, dude, I'm in Philadelphia.
Yeah,
What
pretty
up?
much. Yeah, I flew into Philadelphia. I mean, I was supposed to get in there. I thought I was going to get in there a little bit earlier, but flight didn't end up showing up until like early in the morning the next day or some shit.
So then, did you have to Uber then to
Oh
your
yeah,
spot?
I had to take an Uber. There was like no way I was gonna fucking walk there. It would have taken like all day, all night.
Now that you walked, you know how long it would take.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean it was probably a ways, but yeah, I don't know, dude. Like, so I guess I saw you over by the Rocky Steps. I met up with you for a few minutes and
All right, before you met up with me, man, I was Fuck, I was on this adventure going around on I went and rented a bike behind the Museum of Art where the Rocky Steps are, right?
Yeah.
This ghetto ass bike had no brakes and no gears on it, man. It was the most dangerous bike ride I've ever had in my life. And I decided I wanted to take this bike down Battery Park down Kelly Drive in Philadelphia. That's where Rocky did some of his running in the movie.
Right, yeah.
So I had to go check that out. And as I was going up and down that street, I was asking a whole bunch of locals if they knew where I could get some weed. I was asking people around the neighborhood that I was staying in where I could get some weed. Nobody
And they're like, dude, here we
knew.
go.
Nobody knew shit. Nobody, they like, they didn't know. They didn't know.
Well, you ask where you get fucking fentanyl, and they're like, sure, dude, here you go. But they're like, weed, I don't know, man. I don't fucking know. I don't fuck with that, man. So yeah, then we show up. You went, is it that was when you went to the something. I don't know what you went to go see. Or
I went to
did
the Independence Hall to go see the to have a tour of Independence Hall to see where the Constitution was written and signed by the founding fathers.
Okay. So you went and did that before you went to the show.
We,
Okay.
you and me met up, and then I walked over there because it was like right in the area that we're all in.
Dude, yeah, I don't know, man. I don't normally drive downtown that much. Joe downtown,
Fuck driving. Just walk. Just
yeah, dude,
walk. I
yeah, should have just walked, man.
walked everywhere down there. It was fucking fun.
Well, and yeah, and it's a pretty well. I don't know. There is a few hills here and there, but relatively flat. And then so then we were going to the fucking ECW show at ECW Arena, man, which was
300 arena.
fucking unreal, dude.
Yeah, dude.
Unreal. Like,
That was
just.
surreal. Just being there felt surreal. I never thought I'd ever get there. Didn't ever
Yeah.
think I'd see an ECW show there at this day and age, right? I thought
Yeah.
that was long and done.
Dude, that line was like,
Yeah.
fuck, like, I don't know, probably 3 blocks. Like, it
Yeah.
was around the front of the building, and then the side of the building, and then
Classic
another building,
ECW.
yeah, past the fucking under the bridge, that's kind of was the hangout, and yeah, dude, just fucking, I don't know, man, you started fucking doing your thing, and I'll see if I can pull this up here. Then we got hold. There we go. Not very big.
Found a picture of 2300 Arena right there.
Wait, what?
I
Oh
said
shit,
a picture of
okay. There you
2300
go.
Arena right there. So some of the lineup out front.
Oh shit, okay. So were you taking pictures like walking up there then?
Yeah. Before you showed up, I was already there, like snapping some pics and shit. And then I think I met you in the line somewhere, didn't I?
Yeah. I don't know how were you towards the end of the line because or did I just sneak in and fucking hop into the line or I don't
Yeah,
know what
I was already in
happened.
the line somewhere, and I let you guys just butt right in.
Man, I was a dick.
Yeah,
Fuck that, man. Just fucking hopped right in. But yeah, dude, that place was fucking like, I don't know, man. It was unreal. It was fucking unreal being there. Let me pop up this video here. See if I can. Oh shit. Pop it up.
got a video of this? Oh shit.
Yeah.
I haven't seen this yet.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I remember we were standing in line. I could hear all this commotion and shit, right?
Yeah.
And we didn't know exactly who this was until he got to that pillar right there.
Yeah, and then it's like, oh shit, dude. You know who the fuck that is, man. And then yeah.
Yeah.
Just fucking
call the fire marshal, dude. There is no way.
Yeah.
You're still
We
over.
call the fire marshal. He's setting a series of small forest fires.
What's that?
He should have called the fire marshal on me for setting a series of small forest fires outside the
Right, man, burning them trees, dude.
building.
There you are. So here you are down here. If you can see it, you can see a little gray sweatshirt. I wish I could
Yeah.
figure out how to do a bigger screen here. I don't know if I can or not. But so you see a little thing. It looks like he's sparking something up. I'm not quite sure what's
Oh, yeah,
going
I'm
on,
lighting
but that's what it's
up.
looking like. So yeah.
Watch out, watch out, watch out, watch out.
There you go, man.
Fucking
Sandman.
Thanks. No worries.
I roll with 97%.
Yeah, right on.
Yeah. Dude, yeah. Fucking unreal, man. Fucking
I
unreal.
got some 87% right here.
Yeah, better than fucking what Sandman's got, dude. I mean, what happened? Like, so I don't know. You just fucking were like, "Hey, man, let's just." I'm gonna fucking light up a fucking doobra. Fucking goddamn Sandman's there, man.
Before I even got to that show, you told me about it. When I was coming out to WrestleMania, man, I was just coming out for Mania and shit. I had no plans of going to see any fucking Mania weekend indie shows. I'd always wanted to because there's a lot of batshit crazy stuff that happens at those shows.
Yeah.
But when you
So
told me about that show before I came out, man, I realized, fuck, I really need to see this show. It's Philadelphia. This is ECW. I have to fucking see this, right? I was
right.
hoping before I even got there that I was going to meet the Sandman and have some kind of interaction with him. It's lucky enough to have that. Very humbling.
Fucking say, yeah, dude, like I don't know, man. It was just so surreal, dude. I just kept going like, wait, what the fuck, dude? Did you just really just You just, I don't know, like how you thought that up that fast. You're like, all of a sudden, you have a fucking joint out and you're like taking a selfie. I'm like, wait, what? Who the fuck?
That's how
Who
the B-man
the
rolls. I always got a joint on me somewhere. Yeah,
fuck? Fucking
that
who is this fucking guy, man? And so, yeah, dude.
stoner from ECCW.
Yeah, ECCW to ECW, man, over
Yeah.
yonder. And dude, I don't know, man. It was fucking wild. And then, yeah, dude, like I just kept saying, like, dude, how I couldn't believe that shit was happening. And so, yeah, I don't know. And then, yeah, so then after that day, I was fucking dead. I had nothing.
Hold on, nothing. Man. Let's just talk about that show for a sec. That show was fucking awesome. I absolutely loved every fucking minute of that, seeing the Baldies out there and shit. You know, I tried to get a selfie with Tony, whatever his name. I already forgot his name because I'm so fucking stoned right now. One of the Baldies, I wanted to get a selfie with him.
Yeah.
He didn't want to take a selfie, but he thanked me anyway because he didn't think he was good enough for that. He didn't think he was a big enough star.
Wait, was this when he was coming out to the ring?
No, when they were leaving after the match.
Oh, okay. All right.
He appreciated me offering to do a selfie with him, but he didn't want to do it because he didn't think he was a big enough star.
Shit, man. And you dude, fucking got right to
those
front
guys
row.
When I was a kid watching ECW on TV. Those guys are the shit.
Yeah. And I mean, dude, I mean, yeah, everyone was kind of about our same age, our same demographic was like 95% of the crowd.
Yeah.
Which was kind of cool. Like, it was everybody who was teenager or whatever watching ECW, you know, showing up now in 2024.
Yeah. Met Enzo Amore at that venue and gave him a pretty fat joint. I met Henry Godwin at that show too, and Blue Meanie. Blue Meanie was pretty awesome. Got to chat him up for a little bit.
So what do you do when you go up to him? You just fucking go like, hey, yo, what's up?
Yo, the V-Man from West Coast Canada. And I say, hey, you want to get a selfie? These guys probably charge money for selfies, but I don't know. I had some kind of charisma. They just let me get a picture of them for free.
Yeah, dude. And, I mean, I don't know, dude. It was fucking wild, dude. You had, like, everyone. And then you go to the... So at that show then... I don't know. Yeah, every match was pretty fucking cool, dude. It was like they didn't have to do a whole lot to really just be fucking over. So, I mean, but they're also like...
That place was so packed. We had no assigned seats, right? So everybody just... It was like first come, first serve, but all the front row was all reserved seating, obviously, right?
Yeah.
I ended up grabbing a corner front row seat, you know, like I always do at any indie show I go to. Didn't pay for front row. I just went in there and sat there. I just stole the spot, right?
Yeah, what you gonna do? Who's gonna fucking
take
it, man?
At some point during the show, there's people that were stealing front row seats already and shit, so they had ticket checkers going through every front row seat, checking everybody's tickets, and kicking them out of the seats and shit. They somehow skipped me completely and just kept going.
Like, oh yeah, that's the guy from out front that was... Sandman must have said he's alright, dude, and he can fucking just...
Maybe.
He can sit here, man. Dude,
there's a picture of Enzo, the fat joint that I gave him. That was probably the fattest joint I gave him. He's lucky I gave him that.
That's a pretty big fucking joint, man.
Yeah.
Holy shit, yeah. Fucking Enzo, dude. I don't know, man. It was cool. Like, just seeing him do... I don't know what the fuck he was doing that night. If he just came over just in the neighborhood, man. I don't know if he... Maybe he lives over here somewhere. Or maybe he lives in Jersey somewhere. Or if he... I don't know. Maybe he lives in Florida. I don't.
Yeah, I think he's.
I don't know.
He's probably Philly still.
Yeah, probably somewhere local, and just come over and, you know, set up a...
His friend that was filming the his friend that was filming all that, Brian Tosh. He's definitely a Philly guy, Philly local.
Okay. Oh yeah, dude.
Brian
so yeah,
Tosh from the Sandman podcast.
Yeah, and so when are you going to go do that podcast, man? What's the dealio, man?
Whenever they want to invite me on, we'll see.
Shit.
I'm not going to pester them or nothing. I probably already pestered them enough as it is. Love those guys, though. Those guys are awesome.
Shit, man. Yeah, dude, they fucking... I don't know, man. They did it. They got the fucking... whatever. I don't know. It was cool hearing that podcast and them fucking putting you over in that shit. If you guys want to, yeah, check that out. I don't know.
Picture of me Henry Godwin when I met him at that show as well.
Dude, and then in that background there, man, you got some dude looking like right at the picture.
Yeah.
He's just fucking there, man. Then you got, yeah, the ECW bingo hall fucking thing in the background. Like, dude, it was a really cool spot, man. It just felt like, I was surprised at how nice it was. It must have done a lot to revamp that shit, dude. So that place... always like was always said it was like such a shithole.
Oh, it looked really nice inside when we went there. There's like,
yeah,
spots to get, there's bars and shit, places to get food in there. Like, when we walked in, I was surprised how nice it looked inside.
yeah. I was thinking, yeah, it was just like this little ship bag, like you're gonna get fleas or something being in there. But
Everybody
I
told
don't
me before I went to that show, go check out the mural in the bathroom. Did you go and see that?
know. I don't know. I don't remember. Probably not. I would have remembered it, I guess. What was in the on the mural?
Let me see if I can find a picture of it here.
Okay. Yeah, dude, it was I don't think I fucking left my seat, dude. I mean, I think I switched seats, got better seats, but I was just too into it the whole time, dude.
Yeah,
Plus,
I had to go. Well, I had to go and hit the can and shit. So I found that somebody told me to check out the mural, and I found this.
oh, damn.
So this thing, this is like their little memorial in the bathroom there, and it's got all their the wrestlers' names signed on it and shit. Paulie's name's on
Holy
there
shit.
somewhere. Yeah, I thought that was really fucking cool. I should have got a better picture of it with all the signatures on there. I think a bunch of fans probably put their signatures on there too over time, but a lot of the wrestlers' names are on there.
That's fucking killer, man.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty sick.
That surprise doesn't have like piss on it, but then like,
The
know,
bathroom
like,
wasn't all okay. The bathroom looked kind of shitty, but it wasn't all that bad.
yeah, I've
It's
been a
definitely
lot
been cleaned up
worse.
a little bit, but there was a lot of piss on the floor when
Yeah,
I was
you
in there.
got it. You got to kind of expect that at a wrestling show, dude. I don't know what it is like at wrestling shows. Like, if you go in any bathroom, there's so much piss on the floor. Like at any
Yeah.
fucking wrestling show, like anytime you do like an indie show, dude, and you go into the fucking fan locker room, or not locker room, fan bathroom, dude, there's always just tons and tons of piss, dude. And so usually, I'm in my fucking boots and shit, and then I'm like, oh, dude, I'm gonna get fucking piss on my boots, and I'm just gonna get piss. I'm gonna fucking probably track to the ring, but everyone else has probably already tracked piss to the ring.
Yeah,
I hope I don't have to give anyone a boot.
probably.
What?
Probably.
Yeah, dude, I don't know. I don't know what it is with that shit. But so then, yeah, and then so later on that day, or that next day, you went out to this WrestleMania, and I just was like, dude, I'm out. I'm fucking
Yeah.
done for. There ain't shit I can do, man. And so you went to the fucking, you started hitting up everywhere, and then, but you were gonna go in at to the wrestle. Was that WrestleCon that day, or was that the next day?
Oh yeah, I went to WrestleCon that day. Yeah, that was pretty fun.
On the Saturday.
Yeah, before I went there, I was like wandering to a bunch of random places. I walked from like, 'cause my Airbnb is like 2 blocks away from the Museum of Art where the Rocky Steps are, right? I walked all
Right.
the way from there downtown and walked over to some cathedrals and checked out some cathedrals when I was in there. Never been into inside, one that's got a confession booth. So I thought, okay, I'm gonna go get a confession and have some fun with this shit, right?
Yeah.
I was gonna take it seriously and not make a rib of it. But
But dude didn't even
I was in there
fucking.
not taking shit seriously eventually, right? I remember on my way out, I saw this guest book. It's asking you to sign your name, your location, and your comment. And I wrote my name as the V-Man from Canada. My comment was, I'm so high.
Yeah,
Because I
well,
was
I mean,
fucking high when I was in there.
it's you were telling the truth at least.
Hey, you can't lie in church, right? You gotta be
Right.
honest.
Yeah,
No,
right.
I
Yeah,
thought
man.
no, I wasn't trying to be disrespectful or anything. Not trying to be disrespectful to any Catholics or any religion at all. I just went in there to have a laugh, have an adventure and shit, and hopefully
Which,
give somebody else a fucking laugh.
yeah.
I want to leave a memorable mark that nobody would ever forget, and I did. Yeah,
Yeah, I wonder who's gonna fucking see that. Who's just gonna like randomly come by and like, what the fuck is the V man,
they ever
dude?
look at
Like,
all that shit? Do they ever look at it all?
yeah, I don't know, man.
I was trying to find Rocky's church because I wanted to go and visit Rocky's church from Rocky 2.
Yeah, is it?
But I never made it there. It was too far away. I wanted to see Rocky's home as well, and I never made it. It's too far.
Where was that? Was that on the other side of city or something?
Northeast side of where I was pretty much. So it was going to be a whole another adventure to get there. And I didn't feel like walking in that area, you know, later in the day because it looked like a pretty ghetto area. I didn't feel safe going through there at all.
Yeah.
I'd have to go with a mate or take an Uber or just drive by. There's the plan was to go to Rocky's house and smoke a joint outside his house.
Just go sit on the stoop and just wait for someone to show up. I wonder what people are doing at that house, like who lives there, like what kind of, I don't know, some people get really pissed off with when people come up there, like in the Goonies house is always one, which now someone just bought it again, but for the longest time it was always,
the door.
Yeah, dude, they get fucking super pissed off, dude. Now the people that have it seem pretty cool
man,
about
if I had
it.
That house, I'd be making some money off that shit.
Fuck yeah, dude, I would too, man.
Tourists in, have tours and shit.
Yeah.
Let that house pay for itself, buy another house, you know, and, you know, just keep that one open as a museum and shit for Goonies fans.
Yeah.
Shit, and where is this house?
In Astoria, Oregon. So it's like where the Columbia... meets the ocean.
So I'm gonna go there and smoke a joint outside the house someday.
Yeah. So there's the Goonies was filmed there. Fucking Short Circuit, nice. Ninja Turtles 3, Kindergarten Cop.
No, Ninja Turtles 3 is. I can't really shit on it. I remember
with
here at the time.
Yeah.
Kindergarten Cop is fucking awesome. What a great movie that was.
Hell yeah, dude. Yeah, dude. Yeah, that one was filmed there, dude. I don't know, man. There wasn't a bunch of shit that was filmed in Oregon, so it's like that's really was kind of the extent of it. I mean, there was the fucking...
That's some pretty significant shit to be filmed in Oregon there, man. That's some of the greatest shit I grew up with when I was a kid.
Yeah, but then, I mean, there wasn't anything really after that. And then there was One Flew Over a Cuckoo's Nest.
Yeah.
One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest before that. And then, I don't know, nothing really after that until, I don't know, nothing really, man. It's not like up in Vancouver, man. It's just like there's a few things that were filmed there, and that's like what we all, but I mean,
at this day and age, I can't even name anything notable that was filmed here. Maybe just Smallville, because I was an extra on that thing for a while.
Ooh, what'd you do as an extra on Smallville?
Did a bunch of walking around.
Yeah, a lot of walking around.
When I was working on Smallville, so I was always fucking laughing when I was on TV.
Yeah.
Anything I was doing as an extra, I was always baked when I was doing it. So when I was ever on film, I was already fucking high as a kite.
Did you...
the only way to get through these long hours, you know, there's nothing to do. It's mind-numbingly boring sometimes, right? So...
Did you get stoned with the other guys that were the other extras, or did you...
Oh yeah, I got a lot of extras over the years and made a lot of friends and got a lot of hookups, you know, working on movie sets and shit. A lot of good memories.
Dude, it's a weird fucking thing. And you meet weird fucking people, but then like, I guess we're fucking weird people.
Yeah.
So it kind of works out. Like you get people who are just have random shit going on.
I remember being on a movie set working on the first Fantastic Four movie. Then the Thing was in his costume there. He can't take his costume off because it takes hours to get it on and off. So the guy's suffering there in the heat and shit. And they got to like squirt like these little these air canisters with straws into the eye holes, you know, try to cool him off and squirt water in there and shit.
Wow.
I pulled up a fucking fat joint. Smoked it right in front of him. He was just eyeing me down like he was jealous and shit. I should have walked over and offered him something, you know, but I don't want to.
Yeah.
The actors and shit on the sets.
Yeah, you just fucking get baked and do your fucking.
Yeah.
Do your thing, whatever. What's.
WrestleCon earlier. Man, did I ever get baked at WrestleCon?
Yeah.
WrestleMania. Holy shit.
So then, who was a WrestleCon?
I smoked probably two joints outside. I was smoking a joint walking there. Before I even went inside, I probably smoked about two joints. And then I went inside and just started wandering around and meeting everybody. That was fun. I didn't think I was going to make it to WrestleCon, but I thought, last second, fuck, I'm wandering around the street and I thought, okay, maybe I'll just like order a ticket right now on my phone. So I was like maybe 10 feet away from the building. I ordered a ticket and then I just walked in there. It
Oh shit, okay.
was all on a whim. It was all on a whim.
And so I think there's another one. I think they do them in, like, New Jersey all the time. It seems like there's always these events here. New Jersey
Nice.
has so many fucking old wrestlers, dude. It's crazy. Are they all
Maybe
fucking come there? I don't
I'll have to bite the bullet and go to New Jersey someday.
yeah, I don't
Check
know. I don't know what
it
it is, man. It's I just and I would see it like when I wasn't living out here, and I would just be like, dude, what the fuck is going on in New Jersey? Why are they like every fucking
out. How
old
did the toilet of
wrestler?
New York become so
Yeah, right.
popular?
Like,
New
okay,
York
well, I could
toilet. Sorry, New
make it
Jersey.
down.
Fuck
Are
you.
you done with New York? Are you fucking
I'm going back to New York someday, man. I didn't have enough time there.
where else you got to go in New York?
Never made it to the Chrysler Building.
Did you see it?
No, I didn't even make it there. I was on the other side of like on this other side of Central Park somewhere.
Okay.
I was only on like the east side of Manhattan.
Okay, all right.
And I can't even think right now where else I got to go in New York because I hit a lot of places when I was there. I hit almost everything that I needed to see. Man, WrestleCon. I had some good memories of that place, man. That was some fun shit, though. Dude,
What you got? What memories you
I
got?
got, dude, I met, I fi okay, so I've always wanted to meet the boogeyman and share a laugh with that guy. I finally got to do that. Hook that guy and Papa Sean go up some joints. I bumped into my old roommate Tennille there. She was Emma from WWE. It was good to see her again.
Did she know you were going to be there?
No, I didn't even know she
No?
was going to be there either. I just
Oh,
walked by her
shit.
booth and I was like, "Wait a minute, I recognize her." And she looked up and she popped and we decided, greet each other and shit. She introduced me to her husband, whatever his name. what's his name again? Riddick Moss. Sorry.
Moss.
Didn't mean to forget his name there. Yeah, I met
Yeah.
Riddick Moss there, and
Oh, Riddick. Okay.
apparently there's
Is
like other floors to the WrestleCon, but I only made it onto one floor. I was so baked, I didn't even make my way out of that one. I just wandered around that one area. I didn't even have enough time because I had to get to WrestleMania pretty quick, right?
Yeah. And
I wandered
so
around there, found some people to meet.
was it like a bunch of lines up to like talk or like to get autographs and shit or something? Is that what the place was, or was it?
There probably was lines and shit. Really, I mean, there was probably a couple lines for like some of the current stars from like AEW, but a lot of the booths were already like pretty chill by the time I got there because it was already later in the day when I made it there.
Okay, just fucking stop on through and fucking.
Yeah, thought shit. Now that I'm in here, I'm baked out of my mind. Who can I ask who wants to come out and get stoned with me? Right? I
Right.
wandered around everywhere, hitting up everybody if they wanted to come out and smoke a joint.
And well, I mean, so then you fucking started smoking with people.
I hooked up Doink. He was almost considering coming out and smoking a joint, but and this is like the real second Doink, not
Yeah.
none of the fake ones. Or was it?
Not the
Maybe
dead one.
it could have, it could have even been Brawler. I heard a thick
Oh.
Italian accent. It might have been Brawler with Dink that day. Anyway, I hooked those guys up with some joints and they were quite happy.
Dude, it's crazy that like the Doink gimmick still fucking goes, man. It's
So
an interesting thing.
there was an epidemic a while of fake doink.
Yeah. Dude, it was the fucking thing. It was the joke, like any kind of shitty fucking backyard show, like there'd be a fucking Doink on the show, or not
Yeah, what the
backyard,
fuck?
but what's the word they use? Ah, fuck, I don't know.
There's one point.
Outlaw, outlaw.
There was one point that a lot of people didn't even think the real Doink was any of the real Doinks were still alive. Matt Bourne had passed away, and they all thought, second Doink wasn't still around, but apparently he is. He's still kicking it,
Yeah, dude, Matt Bourne was fucked every time I saw him, dude. He was
Fuck,
so fucked up.
he would have been fun to party with.
Yeah, well, I don't know, man. Dude, he was at like, dude, I don't know. I probably saw him at like three or four shows, like
Nice.
In Portland. And yeah, dude, every time
He's
he was
always
just fucking,
batshit
well, he was just fucking out of his mind, fucking wasted. Like
crazy.
every fucking time, just like shit house every fucking time.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm
Yeah,
like, damn, dude.
that
Yeah, you gotta fucking, I guess you know how to work, man. So.
And I wish I got into wrestling sooner. I wish I got into the indie scene sooner because I would have liked to have done some shit with him.
Dude, I mean, yeah, like if we would have gotten in when we were 18, like it would have been pretty cool. Like, I don't know, man. But then, yeah, like 18 would have been like when ECW was still fucking going, dude. Like, we could have had started and could have, I guess, I don't know, maybe caught like
Yeah.
the last little bit.
Yeah, think about it, I could have started in like 2001, you know, instead of like whatever the fuck it was, 2009 when I was when I started training a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think, yeah, 2000 and then fucking started in 2010. And so it could have been like, I don't know, it was still 2010 was still kind of a little bit of hanging. Like, I felt like right after that was everything kind of changed. Maybe like 2012, 2013, it seemed to start changing. Maybe a
Yeah.
little after that. And then it like, really got it because it still felt kind of old school in 2010. And then, I don't know, then it just fucking everything got different. But I don't know, man. I don't fucking know, dude. I fucking, but then also, I don't know, that would have been later on. So then you went to Mania both nights, and the first night was kind of cold.
Oh, before Mania, well, WrestleCon, man. Like I was able to, so at WrestleCon, I was able to blaze with Jake the Snake, Papa Shango, Matt Riddle, Sabu. Sabu was a lot of Sabu. So Sabu left his booth like 40 minutes early, ditched his agent just to come outside and smoke weed with me. Yeah,
I had a kid.
that was pretty wild. And then, yeah. After that, I continued on my way to WrestleMania there. Got baked the entire way. I ended up walking. I continued the entire walk, and I walked all the way from there down to Lincoln Financial Field. The whole walk was maybe like 3 hours or something like that. It was pretty long.
Holy shit.
And I just like, you know, I just wanted to see sights along the way. Everybody, like, there was some dude on the plane on the way to Philadelphia was telling me to check out the Italian market district and shit. And I ended up walking through there randomly along my way, and I got to see a whole lot of that. Found some nice pizza places along the way, and a lot of old federal buildings.
Yeah, dude, it was
I think, yeah, oh yeah. So even before I made it to Mania night one, I found this old little church, and I went and sat inside for a few minutes, and it turned out it was the church of the founding fathers, and George Washington used to sit in that same row that I was sitting in.
go to fucking church, man.
Yeah, went to church for a little bit. So on my
Before
way to WrestleMania,
WrestleMania.
I ended up finding this smoke shop in Philadelphia. And I thought, you know, you could only get weed from, you know, if you had the medical license, right?
Right.
The smoke shop I went to had these joints, like pre-roll joints and blunts. It was all like THCA or something like that, right? So they were allowed to sell them.
Dude, I don't know what it was, man. Like before that fucking ECW show we smoked, dude, I was fucking high as balls, dude. I think we smoked one of those, is what happened.
We smoked
And I
like
don't
three or
know.
four joints out there outside the show. We smoked one giant one, and then we smoked like three or four more.
Yeah. Dude, like I was good the whole show, man. I was just like, dude, I
Nice.
am still fucking high. Like
Nice.
it's been hours. But yeah, dude, like
I
that,
had
I
to
mean that.
smoke a lot when I was down there because our weed up here in Canada is way stronger than that shit down in the United States.
Oh,
So
sure.
I had to hit it so much harder. When I was smoking, I smoke a lot of infused pre-roll joints with like shatter and diamonds and butter or
Oh,
whatever
damn.
inside, right? Moon rock.
Yeah.
And you know, when I smoke the stuff in the States, it's like I'm smoking, you know, a non-infused pre-roll, you know, something just, you know, some weak ass joint.
Yeah.
But I
Fucking.
consume a lot more than I usually do down there.
Holy shit. Yeah, dude, those fucking things, those cones that were in that little jar with the shit on the outside.
Yeah.
Yeah, those were fucking wild, man.
Oh yeah, there's oh yeah, I got those off a dispensary guy that I met at WrestleCon. He hooked me up.
Dude, WrestleCon, yeah, man. And then so then yeah, you went to Mania. You fucking, it was cold.
Here's a picture of me smoking outside before Mania, smoking this blunt that I found at a store. Look at the
you
size
found that?
Of this thing.
Jesus. That thing's
that thing
huge,
awesome.
Man.
I smoked that in the parking lot. There's like security and cops everywhere at Lincoln Financial Field.
So it would be pretty hard to fucking do that at the field to be able to blaze there inside. Would have been pretty much impossible.
Yeah, well, that, I found a tailgate party, right? So I went and sat with them. They let me come and chill. I was like sitting in between cars, so I had a little more cover and shit. So then I was all right.
From the weather or from
shit.
Okay.
Yeah, it was kind of fun. Never been in a tailgate party before, so that was a neat little experience. Went into a Mania pretty stoned. Was wandering around. Made it. I ended up finding the pre-show panel, so I ended up just checking that out for a bit.
So yeah, she, just
if you go back and watch the pre-show from night one, you'll see me on there.
you're sitting there, dude. Fucking, where's Waldo, man? Where's the man, dude? Just in there, dude.
Blitzed
like,
out of my mind, too. I was so fucking stoned. And that, just as I was entering that building, as I was entering Lincoln Financial Field and heading up to the gates, this dude ran up to me. And he was like, and I thought he was, you know, running up to somebody else. And I thought, I was looking around and I thought, oh, is there somebody famous around me or something like that, you know? He was looking for me, this guy. And he says he was the guy that was filming Sandman's, video podcast from that line at 2300 the other night. He was so happy to meet me and said that Sandman really enjoyed that that moment with me smoking the joint and shit.
Dude, I mean, yeah, dude, it's fucking Sandman.
They were talking
dude.
About it. So yeah, it was. I don't know how he found me out of like 77,000 people there. There was like so many people there, but he found me.
Yeah,
right up to me. I guess it was the mustache. Apparently, it was the mustache because they plugged me on their podcast and said, you know, I got this legendary mustache. Sorry,
dude.
I'm just looking for some rolling papers here.
Don't you have that big rolling paper?
I got these. I found these big bamboo papers in the States when I was in Florida for the Royal Rumble earlier this year, and I found them again when I was in Philadelphia. I've never seen these up here in Canada.
I've never seen those here. I've never seen those anywhere.
And I managed to get these across, you know, TSA on the way back somehow. I found them in my bag when I got back. So I'm able to enjoy them still.
Do you have Randy's up there? Randy's rolling papers? The ones that have like the wire on the inside of them?
Oh, yeah. I've seen those before. Those are great.
Yeah, dude. I probably didn't know about those till like 10, 15 years ago. And then someone showed me one. I was like, dude, what the fuck? Because then, yeah, once you smoke it, then.
Yeah.
You know, it comes down, then you have like a little thing to hold on to, and fuck it.
It's right down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Until you fuck it. Do one of those.
Yeah, meeting a night one, as you were saying, it was pretty cold. It was fucking cold there, man.
Yeah, dude. I was just like, shit, man. I'm at home,
yeah,
man.
I haven't watched Mania yet since I've been back, right? I haven't watched the pay-per-view version yet. Apparently, Pat McAfee was complaining a bunch how cold it was.
Same with Punk.
But damn fucking cold.
Yeah.
Everybody was freezing their balls off, and I wasn't even well prepared for that. You know, it was warm and all that shit on the way there, then it started getting cloudier and cloudier. Man, there was just a cold wind blowing over the whole arena, the whole stadium there.
And so, like, I went to the World then, like, right before Mania. And they were giving out these things like people could sit on at the show, or not giving out, but selling them. Because
like the seats,
so where
the seat warmers or something like that, seat cushions.
Yeah, like seat cushions, so you wouldn't have like metal on your ass or whatever the seats are made of there.
Yeah.
Just to keep people warm. Like, oh, that's probably that'll be a nice one.
If
to
you
have.
Had a time, it was going to be fucking cold.
But with that many people, was it like still that cold, or was it?
It was freezing, man.
Okay.
Yeah, it was so cold. When you go up to where the concession is in the bathrooms, there's like an even bigger breeze just blowing around the whole area there, right? So it's just even more ridiculously cold up there. That's a damn good show, though. I didn't care how cold it was. I was so happy to be there. That was a lot of fun. Mania Night 1 was sick.
So,
as stoned as I got, I do actually remember most of the show.
And then, how was it getting out of there?
Getting out of there, there's just so many people, right?
Did you have to get
I left my seat, you know, quick enough to beat some of the line. I think I got out of there before I think by the time the pyro was already going off, I was already in the parking lot, right?
Oh, shit. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. I was trying to get out of there quick because I didn't want to get stuck in there.
Yeah. With a bunch of fucking people.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, trying to do that. And so,
getting an Uber in that area would have been a little fuck too. So I just went for a little walked, you know, probably a mile away from there so an Uber would have an easier time to pick me up.
That's probably a good idea.
Yeah.
There's probably a spike in prices right there too.
Mania Night 1. That was a good show. They were giving out these WrestleMania Prime bottles there and shit. That shit was pretty good.
I just sent them both off today.
Sent both? Sent off what?
The Prime bottles.
Oh, you mailed? You sold them?
Yeah.
Nice. How much did you get?
I got for the open one, I got $51, and for unopened one, I got $37.
Damn.
Yeah. And I just did like a week long auction, started at a dollar. Whatever it gets to, it gets to. But it was like after a day, that was pretty much what the price was on it. So yeah, it ended yesterday and fucking send them off to somebody who can fucking get Prime, man.
They were giving it one of those Mania Prime bottles per fan, but I ended up walking out with four.
I mean, why not?
They had this long line of like, you know, and a big crowd of people going around there and shit. There was like four or five, six different girls handing them out. So I just like each one. They wouldn't notice me, right?
If
I
was
I'd take off my hoodie or whatever, right? So I could hide my you know, change my appearance a little bit. I wanted to get a bunch, you know, because I thought, you know, these would be fun to take back. But TSA skated them for me.
That's bullshit, man.
It fucking sucked. I had the option of like checking my bag in, but I didn't want to like go through this fucking 2-hour fucking TSA line again. After this trip, I've been on my feet for like 16 hours a day for 9 days straight, man. I was done. I didn't want to go through any more bullshit.
Yeah, dude, you fucking were going hard, dude. Like, I was fucking done. Like, fucking done by that. Yeah, like, after that first night.
I didn't want to, like, force you into coming with me anywhere else, man. I didn't want you to be... Man, you'd never have been able to keep up with me and all the shit that I was doing. I don't know how I made it, man.
I don't either, man. I was like,
I walked that far and that long, man. My feet were fucked after, man. I had blisters all over my feet from that shit, but... I had a lot of shit to see and a lot of ground to cover. I don't drive, so what can I do? I'm not gonna sit in my Airbnb and shit, right?
Yeah. Yeah, fucking.
So for the last like 3 or 4 years of my life, every dream I have when I sleep, I'm always in some other city that I've never seen before, and I'm always wandering around and exploring. So I think I had like sense in me that I had to go and explore, you know, when I'm in these new cities that I've never been to before. So I had to go out and explore and do shit.
That's what you need to do too when you go to a new city. It's like,
check out everything.
Yeah, well, and you can like drive through a city and say you went to a city, dude, but you don't know shit. You don't know shit. You can like, you don't know shit until you're fucking walking on the streets and fucking meeting like local, looking at everything, dude, like locals. And smoking weed with everyone. That's how you fucking get to know. That's how you get to know a fucking city, man. Like, that's what you do.
I did a lot of that. I did a lot more wandering around when I was in Philly on day two of WrestleMania. I woke up pretty early and I went over to the Rocky Steps and got pretty stoned over there. Rocky Steps are always pretty busy during the day because there's always like tourists there running up and down the stairs, taking pictures and shit. But I still managed to get pretty baked there. Nobody gave a shit. I got, you know, it was getting stoned in public in Philly is like Still is Vancouver. I can do it anywhere, right? So I thought when I was at the Rocky Steps, I'd, you know, go into that art museum or whatever and check that place out. That place is so huge, man. I wish I had more time to check that place out, but I only checked out like one bottom quadrant to that building. I definitely have to go back and see more of that.
What were you liking about it?
Everything. I just love.
Oh, okay.
I love museums and all that vintage shit, man. History. I like history, man.
Fucking Philadelphia has some of it.
One of the rooms that I found in that museum was like all the presidential china, right? So they had like china collection, all these plates that were in each that each president had in their term in the White House, and I was checking all those out, and I thought those are pretty badass.
Who had the coolest china?
Oh man, I don't know. There's so
Was
many.
it Triple H?
Yeah, there we go. There we
Or
go.
X-Pac.
Yeah. So I did some more wandering around that place, and I thought, you know, at some point I was looking at my time, and I thought, you know, WrestleCon's gonna be closing in like a couple hours. Maybe I should pop in there again and see what's going on. So I before Mania night two, I went over to WrestleCon again, and it was like the last day, and they were so cool and chill with me being there the last day, you know. They just let me in free this final day for the last few hours and shit. But I wasn't there for very long either.
Just long enough to fucking find some people and
Get stoned again. Oh yeah, as soon as I found Sabu again, he fucking ran out with me again. He wanted to leave right away and come get stoned. He was so happy to see me again. Left his booth
shit.
early again, ditched his agent, came outside and got stoned. Bumped into Gabby Tuft on the way out there, formerly Tyler Rex. Bumped into Sandman again when I first got in there, right? When I bumped into Sandman at
Oh
Rough.
shit.
He was so excited to see me, and he was popping huge for how his buddy Brian Tosh from the Sandman podcast found me among 77,000 people, right? And he was like,
Yeah.
I mean, I was like dragging me around, pointing me out to all these other people at WrestleCon, telling me about them and shit. Or telling them about me, rather. I bumped into Godfather again and got stoned with him again. That was pretty fun. Got stoned with Bill Alfonso outside. This is the day that I met this dispensary guy. And this
Okay.
dispensary guy pulled out this. Fuck, he pulled out this really nice joint. Maybe I can share it here, actually. Hold on a second.
You
Share
can share a joint.
I'll share the video here of this thing. He was describing this joint we all smoked. Me and Bill Alfonso and Papa Shango. How do I share
Was
here? Sorry, I'm fucking pretty baked. Yeah, check this thing out. This thing is fantastic. Is
Holy shit.
You can do that too.
there audio? What's this one
Yeah.
called?
Well, the Knockout Blow.
And what's on?
Vibes Network.
And what's on it?
It's got heat and THCA powder on the outside.
Thanks,
Three different strains
Mushroom.
on the inside with Moon Rock mixed in the middle too.
Should have lit that up.
It's Godfather saying we should have lit that up.
Holy fuck.
Yeah, we did. We smoked that thing. That thing was great.
Get
Godfather had
hired.
to take off in his cab, and Bill Alfonso had to leave. And this dude that I was, this dispensary guy I was smoking with, he ended up ditching me and going down the street with his friends to help them pack up their car, and just left me alone smoking like half this joint to myself.
Okay.
He came back. He was kind enough to sell me some of his pre-rolls, a jar of his pre-rolls from his dispensary.
Fuck yeah, dude.
So now I have a new thing of pre-rolls to take with me to Mania and shit.
So,
So Mania night two was another adventure. I was so much fun.
did they search you when you went in? Do they like do any sort of metal detector or like empty your pockets or any of that
No,
shit?
I didn't do shit. I didn't do shit. Well, yeah, I think I had like empty my pockets and shit, but the jar wasn't. They didn't check the bag or anything. So whatever, I got
Nice.
in. Yeah, I got in. On the way there, I found, you know, a nice place to eat. I went to this Korean restaurant. Probably the best beef fried rice I've ever had in my life at this place.
Oh shit, okay.
So good. Had a fried egg on top of it, man. That was the best fried rice. I'm definitely going back to that place to eat again if I find it.
And fucking Philly.
Yeah, no, yeah. Mania night two, man. That was I wasn't going to put up with that bullshit from last night and all that cold air, man. I was not, you know, well prepared for that cold, so I doubled up my clothes that night for night two. Wore two pairs of pants and two shirts and a hoodie.
Did you stay warm,
Oh yeah, I was
relatively?
warm. And then actually the whole night two was a lot warmer than night one, but you know, I was extra warm that night. And
Yeah.
if I didn't have those extra layers, I would have been fucking freezing at night two too.
Oh, really?
Then night two was pretty cold. But it wasn't as cold as the night one. The
Oh.
food at the stadium there was pretty shit. Wasn't really pleased with the selection.
Oh.
You okay there?
Yeah,
That's
I fucking put it on mute and I took it off and I coughed right
fucking
into the
funny.
microphone. So there you go,
You
world.
got a cough to get off, man. The more you cough, the harder
Right?
you get.
If I can get your eyes fucking watering and shit. And so you then
Night two
you.
was night two was a lot of fun. I got to see Cody finish the story. That was a good experience.
What were the people around you like during that?
Oh, dude, that fucking whole stadium that night was just bumping. Everybody had this really good energy for Cody winning and shit. There's those pockets of fans around, you know, chanting for Roman and shit, but everybody was singing and cheering for Cody throughout that whole show. The whole arena, or stadium bowl, or whatever you want to call it, was all singing Cody's music and shit. A lot of good energy at that show that night.
Yeah, dude. That's a shit ton of people, man.
I didn't end up leaving really like night one. I stayed for the end. So getting out of the building at night two was a fucking nightmare.
Oh, sure.
There
But
was
you gotta stay for
so
that,
much
though.
people and so much crowd. And then getting a cab, you know, getting an Uber there as well is going to be a problem as well. So I thought I'm going to walk further this time, right? So I ended up walking all the way to a 7-Eleven. On this
Oh
like
shit.
really, really ghetto area of town. I don't know what was going on in this. I didn't go inside, but something happened inside, and the store clerk ran outside to greet this cop, and this cop car comes rolling up playing gangster rap. I've never seen a cop car playing gangster rap before. That was the funniest shit I've ever seen. I
Can't say I have
want
either.
to get a clip of that, but I didn't want to like make a scene out there and shit. But I don't know what the deal was. This as that cop car came, like Uber showed up, so I got the fuck out of there. But something's
Whoa.
going on inside the store, apparently. Gangster rap, fucking cop car, man.
Yeah.
That
And then, so then the next day was the eclipse.
Yeah, before the eclipse, though, I thought I'd go check out WWE World.
On Monday, you did that?
Yeah, I went to
Went to
WWE
the.
World. Went and checked out some of the little sets, got, you know, stoner photos and shit. And yeah, there's an eclipse happening that day, the solar eclipse. That's
And
totally, I think I remember hearing about that before I went out to Philadelphia too, but you know, making it over to that was never the plan. When after I left WrestleCon, I wanted to go find the Franklin Institute because I wanted to go see the Franklin Memorial statue. This thing's fucking beautiful. Check this thing out. I went over there to see that at the Franklin Institute. But you know,
Whoa.
just getting into that building was a nightmare because there was like fucking hundreds, probably 1,000 people outside for that solar eclipse thing, right? Dude,
In front of the
shit.
building?
Yeah. Before I
Fucking
went before I went
bitches.
in the building, I was walking through this park and I saw this dude rolling up a joint. And I thought, fuck, I'm gonna sit down and smoke up with this local. And this guy ended up hooking me up with some weed. We got pretty fucking stoned together. This is my new friend in Philadelphia. His name's Test Love. This guy's fucking
Tesla.
hilarious. So yeah, I got stoned with this guy, and I thought, okay, I'm gonna go inside, check out this Franklin Memorial statue, and then I'll come back out and get stoned with him. Fuck, my joints keep going out here.
Roll them too tight or too loose? Or you
Little
just been
it's a
talking
little
too
too loose,
much?
unfortunately. Yeah, I'm talking too much. It's my microphone, right?
Yeah,
So
it's
yeah,
not a
I went to the
microphone,
Franklin
it's a
Institute, check
bong.
that fucking statue out. I wanted to go and check out more, but as I was going inside, There's all this news out there, all these like news stations, you know, covering the whole solar eclipse gimmick, right?
Right.
News approached me when I was heading into that Franklin Institute and asked me if I wanted to go on the air with them when they went live again. And I said, sure. And I told them where I'm from. And the guy popped huge hearing that I was from Vancouver, BC. And he really wanted to get me on Fox News at that point. So I thought, okay, I'll stick around and do that. So I didn't end up getting to go and checking out the rest of the Franklin Institute. I really want to go back and do that again. Check out the Rodin Museum as well. And so I went and had a little bite to eat at the Franklin Institute. And I thought, fuck, what am I going to say on the news? I've never been on the news before, interviewed by the news. And I thought, fuck, it'd be funny if I got to mention weed somehow, right? So I was thinking, how can I mention weed? I wanted to talk about weed. Give some friends some memory to enjoy, right?
Right.
So I ended up getting back outside, and I waited with him, and he got me on the air. He's asking about the solar eclipse, and man, I was pretty baked when I was doing that fucking interview, too. So went in my old V-Man gimmick and shit, and I ended up talking about WrestleMania, all the walking I did from, you know, the rocky steps, and I did end up plugging the green grass that I was smoking along the way, made the guy laugh. That was pretty funny. And then I went back over to the park there and met up with that buddy of mine that I met. Got stoned with him again. And I thought, fuck. It'd be funny if I got this motherfucker on the news. Went back over there. Fox put him on the news, too. I changed the guy's life, man. All his friends and shit were calling him after, saying they saw him on the air. His friends calling him and shit.
Let's pull you up on the air here.
Oh, you got the footage?
Yeah, here you are.
Nice. I don't have this, man.
Yeah. This was from the Sandman Podcast Instagram page.
Nice.
Shout out to our...
Ben Franklin Parkway, because I was at the Ben Franklin Institute.
Yeah. And so, yeah, here it is.
I wasn't there. I was never there for the eclipse.
Why'd you decide to come on out here?
Yo, I'm the V-Man from Canadian Apex Wrestling in Vancouver, BC, Canada.
I plug my friend's show.
I came out here to join your Eclipse party. I came for WrestleMania. I met some wild friends out here. I met the Sandman, ECW legend, and Brian Tosh from the Sandman podcast. And I love your guys' city so much.
How cool is it to be
right there.
It's here in Philadelphia and see the amount of people that turn out?
It's absolutely amazing. I heard about this before I even came out here. And I kind of want to check this out when I got here. Here I am now.
Well, welcome. Thank you for
Yeah, thank you. I walked from the Rocky Steps all the way to Lincoln Financial Field for WrestleMania. What a hell of an adventure. And I enjoyed your guys' green grass all along the way. Thank you so much.
Hey, have a safe trip, man.
You too. Well, thank
you so much. All right. Now we're going to make our way to the A in the Maples.
That's
so funny, man.
Yeah. This fucking... I don't know, man. It's fucking crazy, dude. I'm like, oh my God, dude. What? This guy's fucking everywhere, man. He's fucking taking over fucking Philadelphia.
Yeah, I got this guy on the news, too.
What were they talking to him about?
The eclipse.
What? And so, did you get to smoke with that guy beforehand? Is that what you said?
Yeah, I smoked before I went into the building, smoked with him outside of the building. And then I thought I'd get him on the news. We ended up on two more news stations as well. Ended up on NBC and some other one called PHL-17, one of the local news networks.
So was it the same interview or was it a different interview?
It was a different interview.
Oh, dude, no shit.
Yeah, I was trying to find the NBC footage as well because I was plugging your podcast on that and then the PHL 17 as well.
Okay, so yeah, maybe I'll see if I can find any of that. I'll do some dig-ins on it. And then, so yeah, so that was Monday, the fucking eclipse, man.
Yeah, Monday night was fun too. It was like the last night that I was going to be there. I went over the Rocky Steps and spent most of my evening chilling there. That was a good time. That was like my favorite place to be. It was just on the Rocky Steps overlooking the city.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool spot, man. It's like, you gotta fucking, Do the Rocky steps and
Love that spot right there. That was so much fun. Smoked a lot of weed there that night.
Looks pretty cool at night, man. Fucking getting stoned at the Rocky steps, dude. What would Rocky do, but man?
Yeah, the Rocky music too, right? So I'd be at the steps and there'd be like this guy here. Can't remember his name. He's on my Instagram right now. He's at to the Rocky steps all day and all night. Playing music and shit, and often plays the Rocky soundtrack up there. So it made them, you know, being there even more special. But some random local with a fucked up eye, he was asking for a cigarette. I gave him a joint instead.
That's a fucking good upgrade, man.
Yeah. Went and got stoned at the Rocky statue. Cops rolling around and shit. No fucks given.
Fuck yeah, dude.
I wanted to go and, When you go to the Rocky statue and shit, there's always a big lineup from during the day and stuff. All these fans are always there. It takes a while to get there. But if you go at night, it's totally dead. That's the best time to go.
And then you get all the light as well, too.
Yeah.
Which is pretty cool. All the light of the city.
Yeah. That was my last night in Philadelphia. I need to go back. That's a good city.
Yeah.
I felt very home there as soon as I got my weed.
It does make things a little more at home once you fucking get some weed. It's always kind of nice, man. Like okay, well this is better. That's it's always a nice thing. And so then the next day, then I picked you up and went to DC.
Oh yeah, the next portion of the adventure.
The next portion, yeah.
That was,
yeah. And
I've been trying to get a White House tour before I went. No Canadians been able to get a white. So Canadians have to book through their embassy to get a White House tour, but no Canadians been able to do that because the embassies stopped doing that in 2011. So that was out. But
why is that?
I don't know. Never found out.
Okay.
Some bullshit, right?
Yeah.
But that stopped me from trying. So I was hitting up, you know, the White House, how I can get in there. And they didn't even know. They said, you know, go look online. Online, it just tells you, you know, go look for go to the embassy. So they're just leading me into a circle and shit. First person I talked to at the White House said, you know, I'm going to lead you to this guy. I'm going to give you this switchboard here and they'll talk to this person. That way you won't get, you know, sent into a circle. They sent me into a circle anyway.
Fucking assholes, man.
Yeah. But, you know, I was doing my research and I figured, okay, so you got to like book tours through congresswomen and senators and shit. But I didn't, you know, have one locally. So I thought, you know, I'd start hitting up some random ones and, you know, see who I can, whose attention I can get. Right. But then when I found out, you know, all you need to do is just have a friend book, you know, from their thing. So I got you to hook us up there. Thank
who
you.
Who lives in Pennsylvania? But yeah. Oh, no, it wasn't in Pennsylvania. It was in fucking DC. So
yeah. Well, okay. So you're able to help us, you know, get those tours and shit from your congresswoman, Christy.
Yeah.
We'll have to thank her again later. She's her office is so sweet. They even called me and stuff and told me we got the booking and all that.
Oh shit! Okay.
Yeah, they sent me personal emails and shit, so that was cool. However, one of the senators that I did hook up. They did try to get me the tour, this Arizona senator, because I got an email and they said that, you know, that saying that I hope you enjoy the Capitol tour, right? So I guess I got hooked up somehow from them as well.
Okay.
I don't even have the pictures right now of all this shit.
The Capitol.
But yeah, the DC was so much fun. Fuck, that was a good time.
Yeah, because
the Capitol building was a little busy and stuff. You know, I didn't think it was going to be that busy. You said you thought it was going to be busier, right? Usually,
yeah. That's what I thought. I was like, damn, it doesn't seem like that many people.
Yeah.
But I mean, you just came from fucking WrestleMania, where there's like 70 some thousand people, dude. Like,
they let me get a microphone on their PA system in that fucking auditorium room before that orientation video and shit. You know, this is the V-Man. What's up? They were popping for that. Tour was pretty sweet. I wish we got to like wander around freely a little more instead of being stuck with the tour guide, because I would have loved to see more of that building. I wish I had more time in D.C. because I want to go check out the Senate chamber and the Congress area and all that. So next time I come out, we got to do this again and go on more adventures in there, please.
Yeah, dude.
We got to do the White House and book like 3 months in advance or something like that.
Yeah, we got to figure out how to get the White House, how that will work, get you in, or like if I can do it or what. Yeah, how
that's,
that
what,
works.
That's what the
like,
Secret Services said that I talked to outside the White House.
Oh, okay.
On the nights that I was there.
You got an American fucking dude.
I have to go back to the Capitol building again, too, because I want to go back to that cafeteria and eat some ribs. The food in that cafeteria was so good, man.
Shout out to those ribs. No shit. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
God damn. The food at the Capitol building was like prime time, man. I was like, I've never had food that good at a cafeteria before. That was so great.
Well, but then you also got
to... We took some underground tunnel underneath that building, and we ended up in the Library of Congress. Remember that?
Yeah, dude.
Library of Congress, man. That was fucking... That was awesome as hell. I always wanted to go in there. And I thought, you know, I booked tours for that place, but, you know, I didn't know you could walk in there so freely, so that was really cool to be able to do that. Because we took the underground tunnel, we didn't have to go through any security checkpoints or anything, so that was kind of cool.
Since we were already... security checked
through the other gimmick there, right?
Okay.
Library of Congress is fun. There's so many people in there for tours and field trips and stuff, and we went up, Yumi went up and saw the reading room from the balcony, which looked pretty cool, but that wasn't enough for me, man. I wanted to get down there, right?
Yeah. How to get down there?
It was bullshit to be up here with everybody else, all these simps, right? So I remember you and me went on a little adventure. We took an elevator, went downstairs, and we talked our way into getting these federal library cards so we can go inside the reading room there, the restricted reading room. Now you and me can go in there into the Library of Congress anytime for 2 years and read any law book we want.
Yeah, dude, that was...
I'm not even into any of that shit. I just wanted to get in the restricted reading room. DC was so chill, man. You could just walk into these restricted areas and shit. Nobody gives a fuck.
Which makes sense.
Yeah.
Which makes sense. Like, all right, well, yeah, you just, if you go, who's going to, like, what are we harming?
No, I wasn't, you know, doing anything silly or nothing, but, you know, it's just cool to wander around and explore freely.
Just going in there doing the shit, man.
Fun. I ended up going into a U.S. House of Representatives building the next day, I think. That's where the congressmen and women have their offices and stuff. And I walked by Christy Houlihan's office, I think. And then I saw a few other Democrat and Republican names on there. I ended up in this rotunda on the upper floor.
Was it Mike?
It's with that, you know, if you ever watch on Fox News or CNN, they always shooting, you know, interviews with congressmen and women. They're on this, like, circular rotunda room or whatever on the balcony. That was the room I was in. I was walking around the media and shit. Walked out in this balcony that was opened up there and was checking out a nice view of DC. And fuck, I thought how nice it would be if I could just bust open my fanny pack and smoke a joint out there, but can't smoke on federal grounds. Didn't want to, you know, risk anything stupid. I went into the Veteran Affairs Office building in there and I chatted up with them for a while because my dad's uncle was like a U.S. veteran and shit. So I thought it'd be, you know, neat to, you know, meet them and stuff and see what we're all about. I ended up getting invited into a Veteran Affairs party down the hall inside this U.S. House of Representatives building. I was getting offered hors d'oeuvres and drinks, but I didn't stay there for very long. I just wanted to see the inside of the room and stuff and check it out. I wasn't dressed well enough. Had I been dressed better, I would have stayed, but I was just wearing like sweatpants and a Hulkamania shirt and had a fanny pack full of joints and shit. Not really appropriate for a suit and tie and formal dress party, right? So I got the fuck out of there.
Yeah, that's a fair point.
Yeah, I left that and then I went outside to find an Uber, but couldn't get an Uber on this federal area that I was on. So I had to like walk down the street and through an alley and end up, you know, outside of some building that looked like a ritzy little hotel or something like that. And I saw all these people with suit and ties going in there and I thought, fuck, wonder what's going on there. And then I decided, oh, fuck, I'll just walk in there and see what's going on. I ended up walking inside some Republican Party clubhouse where they all party and get drunk and shit. I was a little different. And then I walked out of there. I did not belong in there either because they're all suit and ties and shit. And as soon as I walked in wearing sweatpants and Hulkamania shirt, this fanny pack strapped around me, they're all like staring at me. All eyes were on me and shit, right? And I just, I just wanted to see, take a look. And so I had a little wander around, looked at all their shit. They let me look, walk out. And as I'm walking out, like three cops pulled in and shit. I thought, okay, I didn't know if they're there for me or not, right? So I got the fuck out of there pretty quick.
Yeah, time to go.
Capitol Police came in there pretty quick. Next time I go to DC, I'm going to wear a suit and see what kind of shit I can get into.
That's a good idea. It's a really good idea.
I want to go to DC when Congress is in session and bring a suit with me and wander into a party and get drunk with somebody.
Yeah. Maybe it's not a bad idea.
Maybe if I'm lucky, I'll meet John Fetterman and
get a
hoodie photo with us in our hoodies smoking joint together. That'd be nice.
Yeah, you'll have your hoodie under your suit.
Yeah. It's too bad he didn't come out in DC with me, man. Fuck, you should have just rented a scooter with me and rode around.
I should have, dude.
It was so much fun.
Those scooters, I had
so much fun. When we first got to DC, I already had some weed, but I wanted to hit up some locals and see where I could find some weed. And I ended up finding some dude in his wheelchair walking his dog, in his electric wheelchair. And he ended up busting out his container and hooking me up with a big fat joint. I smoked one with him, hung out with him for a little bit, and continued on my way. The area that we're staying in with our Airbnb there that first night was a little weird because it's like a little bit of a maze. I couldn't get out of there with my scooter for like 10, 15 minutes. I was so fucking high.
Oh, shit.
Eventually, I got out. I started using a map and shit. Made it into a Capitol Hill area. And got to check out a lot of the cool monuments like Washington, Washington Memorial and all that, and the big statue of Lincoln and all that shit.
Yeah.
The Lincoln Memorial. Had a lot of fun there. Got a nice photo of that somewhere. Oh, yeah, I don't have the photos on here right now, unfortunately. But yeah, got to check out a lot of the stuff there that night. And ended up finding a dispensary and buying some more weed over there in D.C. That was kind of fun. Couple dispensaries, I think I ended up going to. And
in D.C.?
Yeah. Weed wasn't very great in D.C. Weed wasn't that good. Okay. A little bit better than Philly. Better than Philly weed, though, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I checked out a lot of the, a lot of the monuments and stuff in D.C. when I was there. Ended up going to this restaurant that I'd wanted to go to there for a long time called Succotash Prime. Nice 5-star restaurant. That place is absolutely delicious. If anybody's in DC area, I recommend Succotash Prime. That shit was so good. Yeah, DC was a lot of fun. I have to go back there someday. I didn't have enough time. There's still so much more to see. I went to a Smithsonian, got through all that in like one day. One hour rather, right? That thing was fucking huge, man. I wish I had all the pictures uploaded right now so I could show off the Smithsonian and all that inside. That thing was so cool. After the Smithsonian, I went over to this botanical gardens, came back to the B&B or the hotel with a fucking allergic reaction all over my arms. I had like red arms, like hives. It was so fucked up. Yeah, DC was a lot of fun though. A lot more museums and stuff I want to go check out there and spend some more time there. And then you and me drove through. Where did we drive through to go back?
Baltimore.
Baltimore, that's right. Baltimore and Delaware as well, right?
Delaware.
Yeah. So that was fun. Wish we had some more time to check with those cities too. That would have been fun.
I don't think we went into New Jersey because I avoided it. Oh, and Maryland. We went through Maryland. Yeah. But I think I avoided Jersey so I wouldn't have to pay tolls. I took a little bit of a longer way. But yeah, man. And then, you went up, took the train. How'd you like the train ride from Philadelphia to New York?
First train ride I've ever been on. That was kind of fun. It's pretty chill, really relaxing. Got my call from the urologist saying that my prostate cancer biopsy results are negative. So I was really happy to hear that. That was good news. And then New York was one hell of an adventure as well. Had this B&B or this little hotel or whatever in the Tribeca area. ghetto ass area of New York. It was a really, really disgusting area and shit. Didn't look safe at night. I didn't like to be on that whole block at night. Didn't feel safe. So I stayed in the hotel. But the next morning I got up pretty early and I did all kinds of wandering around New York area, the Manhattan area. Woke up, checked out the Ghostbusters headquarters, got stoned outside there, and walked all the way down to Battery Park so I could check out the Statue of Liberty, but there's all this construction fencing around there and stuff because they're redoing the area or something like that. So I didn't get a good, you know, view of the Statue of Liberty, and I didn't feel like paying like 50, 60 bucks to go on one of those cruise rides.
Wait,
I didn't know how much money I had left, you know,
for what
spending I did and shit. So I, you know, stayed away from those like pricey tours in New York.
Even oh, okay, the, yeah.
Empire State Building is fucking expensive too. That thing was like 68 bucks or something like that to go up to the top.
That's so ridiculous.
I said, fuck that. I walked from the bottom of Battery Park all the way up to the middle of Central Park. Ate at Tavern on the Green, which is the restaurant that Rick Moranis ran to, and Ghostbusters banging on the window, screaming, let me in. I always wanted to go to that restaurant since 1986, so I finally got to go there and made friends with the manager of that place and had a great meal.
You didn't get a bang on the window?
No, I didn't want to do that. I was all polite and shit, and I made it to, fuck. The adventure after that was pretty fun. I ended up going down Fifth Street, not using the map on my phone very much, and then just finding all kinds of random places to walk into and shit, bars and restaurants and stuff. Went inside Trump Tower, went inside NBC Studios, went inside. I wanted to go to Carnegie Hall, but it was all sold out for some event, so I couldn't check that out. But I ended up
called
Carnegie Club, did a quick change on the street, put on a formal shirt, went inside, and this was like a ritzy gentleman's club with cigars and drinks and shit. Oh, you got to look this place up on Google, man.
Okay.
Carnegie Club. I'm gonna go back there someday. Properly dressed, of course. I didn't have any place to sit in there because it was so packed. You usually got to book a table or a seat there. So I'm going to go back there again someday. Yeah, the adventure is pretty nice in New York. Didn't have a whole lot of time, but tried to get as much done as I could in one day.
This place.
Yeah, here we go. Yeah, this place looks so fucking boss inside. Look at this. Look at this. I wanted to get photos when I was inside, but it didn't look like it was very appropriate with all the businessmen and all these rich people in there.
Pretty fucking nice looking spot, dude. Looks like.
Yeah, and when I was in there, it was packed. There was like barely any standing room in there. Hundreds of people in there. Hundreds of people. Everybody puffing on cigars.
That's cool, man. I like, there's still places where you can
see. It looks so odd to see it that empty in pictures, though. It was not like that at all. Just imagine like 600 people in there or something like that. Not 600. Maybe a couple hundred.
Able to fucking ash on people's shoulders and stuff.
Yeah, probably. It seemed that packed in there.
Yeah.
It was a very nice place. I really want to go back there and check that out. And I want to go back and check out the Russian tea room. And man, I just need to spend more time in New York. One day was not enough. I had one full day there, but I got as much done as I could there on that day.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Then you got to go to Boston though, too. Though, if you're over there, man, then like
absolutely, I want to go to Boston as well.
Yeah, dude.
Come with me for a Boston adventure someday,
dude. I'd go back there, man. That was fun there, man.
Yeah.
It's a cool city. I think I like New York more, but Boston was pretty fucking cool.
You know, I don't think you'd walk through as much New York as I did, though.
No, probably not.
We'll take an Uber, or we'll just stay at different B&Bs around the area or something like that.
I'm going to get one of these scooters, I think, that's like the one. But this, I don't know. There's one that I've been looking at, and I think you can go 26 miles.
Nice.
That's a good on one battery. And maybe just buy another battery and keep it in my backpack.
Nice.
And be able to do that. But they're only like a few $100. So, but because, dude, those scooters are so much fun. Those ones they have around town, dude, those are a fucking blast.
That was the first time I ever took a scooter. I had so much fun.
Yeah.
So chill.
Yeah.
I wasn't on the federal grounds. I was riding the scooter around downtown DC there, smoking a joint at the same time with my hands on the gimmicks there. That was a lot of fun. I personally want to get a scooter now myself and have a lot of fun with that shit in the air too.
Yeah,
easier.
That'd be a fucking great way to get around, man. Yeah. So then, next time, man. Next time you're down that way. Next year, I think what Mania is going to be, they haven't said where it's going to be yet. They're saying Vegas.
They're saying Vegas, but I've heard Minneapolis. I don't know. Where did they announce it? Did they announce it yet?
No, they haven't announced it.
Really?
Yeah.
Usually they announce it every Mania or something like that.
Yeah. But they, if it's for
Vegas,
some reason.
If it's Vegas, I'm definitely going. Yeah, I'm definitely going if it's Vegas. But
yeah.
Everybody in Philly was saying it's going to be Minneapolis next.
Well, I mean, at least Minneapolis, the things inside, it's a fucking dome, whatever the wherever the. Say it's got a new dome, like recently.
Well, they got a dome state, like a dome state type stadium, right? Okay.
Yeah, yeah. The other one, dude, like, man, the other one. Let me see if I can pull this up. Minneapolis.
It's expensive, though. This Mania cost a lot, but
oh yeah.
I'll wait for Vegas. I'll wait for Vegas to do Mania again. Maybe I'll still go to Minneapolis to check out some of the indie shows. That'd be fun.
Oh yeah. All right, here we go.
What are you pulling up here? Let's see what you got.
I need to do. Let's see. Where'd it go? Oh shit! Hold on. So this was the old place.
Shit. Oh damn. What's happened?
2010.
Damn. Unreal.
Yeah, so they got a new one.
Damn.
Yeah, dude.
That's so crazy. Imagine that happening during a game. Fuck.
Yeah, dude, that would fucking suck, dude.
Yeah, that'd be so scary.
Like, yeah, time to leave.
It's still the same building, right? Just a new roof?
No, new building.
Oh, whole new building, too. Nice.
Yeah, okay. I'm pretty sure.
Nice.
Pretty sure. Yeah, dude. Because, yeah, I mean, I was watching, so someone that does these videos, you know, goes around tour shit. He was doing one and released it, I think, today. And he was in Minneapolis. And there's still snow on the ground. Still snow in the bushes and shit and a little bit on the road. And like, yeah, probably would be better be fucking inside if that's the case. Because yeah, I think there's probably sometime around this time. Yeah, maybe like early to mid April when I moved there, it was snowing. I was like, this is going to be interesting. This is going to be fucking wild. But yeah, dude. So before or until you're on the Sandman podcast, where are people going to find you in the world or on the fucking internet or whatever or wherever?
I got Instagram, VMan2099. That's about it.
Okay.
I'm not a social media guy usually, so I don't usually do shit. I'm usually an anti-social.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, man.
Not on much anything else. I can be found on Instagram. I'll probably be a little more social on there. I've just got back on there recently and shit. That's about it.
Now that the Sandman podcast is on your shit.
You can always find the V-Man getting stoned at probably a local indie show out here in Vancouver, whether it's ASW or Canadian Apex Wrestling. Always a big Canadian Apex Wrestling guy. That's my buddy's show. Kevin Cox, you know, got to hit that up.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, I really want to go back to the shows. I had a lot of fun doing that. I gotta get my Fridays off so I can go back and hang out. I miss those guys so much. Canadian Apex Wrestling. If you're ever in the Vancouver, BC area, come and check our show out. We're the best.
Hell yeah. All right. Well, fuck yeah, dude. Well, yeah, I'll get this out and we'll get it thrown around, dude. And, I'll send you the raw file and shit and, you can have that.
Yeah, man.
Cool, bud.
Edit this in any way that you want, man. So no worries, man.
Cool. All I'll right, just man. Make it say you're like, I don't know. I'll figure out something. I'll get something. We'll cool. All right.
Good, cool, good times, brother, man. Right. It was good to do this, man. We got to Sunday. We'll do it again, man.
Fuck yeah, dude. All right. All right. That's the fucking V-Man, dude. So shout out to V-Man. Check him out. Thank you, everyone, for listening. You want to check me out? RustyDiamond.net, hypnosisisgreat.com. I don't give a fuck. You can find me. I probably, maybe will post on social media. Probably won't. Hopefully I have AI to do that for me. And yeah, so thank you everyone for being here on the Public Access Podcast. And that is the show. Man. Boom!
It's Rusty Diamond, motherfucker. It's Rusty Diamond, motherfucker.